Ubi caritas est vera, Deus ibi est.
Ubi caritas est vera, Deus ibi est.
Congregavit nos in uno, Christi amor.
Exultemus et in ipso iucundemur.
Timeamus et amemus Deum vivum.
Et ex corderi ligamus sincero.
Ubi caritas est vera, Deus ibi est.
Simul quoque cum beatis videamus.
Gloria Christe Deus.
Gaudium quod est immensum, atque probum.
Saecula per infinita, saeculorum.
Ubi caritas est vera, Deus ibi est.
Meditation for the Holy Thursday.
Jesus got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
What wonderful love and wonderful gestures we see today. The Lord of heaven and earth is washing his disciples' feet. And let us understand what is about to follow him. It is a service. The Lord serves human beings in his eternal love and is calling us to do the same. So our question should be, how can I serve the next one? And the answer is, as Jesus serves us. Nothing is too little for him that he would not touch it with his love and change it and transform it. His disciples, poor people, they will be like kings in his kingdom. And the sinner, God wants to change that they will be saints. You said to me, Lord and Master, and you are right, because I am. If I, the Lord and Master, will wash your feet, you should do the same. We will wash the feet of other people when we take them in our heart, especially also those who are far away. We are going to serve them, first our brothers and sisters, if we try day by day to follow the Lord in all aspects and to do our works in him. We serve if we don't close our eyes before the needs of other people, on a material or spiritual level. We are going to wash our feet of each other when we give us corrections and strengthen us to serve in the Spirit of the Lord, because he gave us an example that we do what he has done. But as if the love he showed us is not enough till now, he wants to show us his love to his Father and to us on the earth always. So he's not only washing the feet of the disciples, he's giving himself to eat. He is a bread coming from heaven. He is a fruit of the tree of life, which we did not receive after we lost paradise. He gives his flesh and blood in the evening before his crucifixions, that we will live and the love of God can grow in us. He is not only giving something from him, no, he gives himself.
Tantum ergo sacramentum veneremur cernui et antiquum documentum novos erat ritui. Prestet fides supplementum sensum defectui. Genitori genitoque laus et jubilatio, salus honor virtus quoque sit et benedictio, procedenti apotroque comparsit laudatio.
What kind of glorification of our Father? So much grace for us people who can understand this. Day for day we can find the secret of the Holy Mass. Day for day till the end of the world. That what happened on Golgotha tomorrow will be realized in the Holy Mass on an unbloody way. Day for day people are called to prepare themselves to receive this holy bread and to purify themselves, that the grace of this can work in the hearts. Day for day we can receive the Lord if we are in the state of grace. Day for day Jesus is giving himself, and the priest is allowed to give him to the others in his name. Day for day there is so much grace which God prepared for the human beings. Day for day the work of redemption is going on if we follow the invitation of the Lord. Never we will stop to praise the Lord if we know him and his works he is doing. We will not stop on earth and not in heaven. Glory be to the Holy Trinity.
Nos autem gloriari oportet in cruce Domini nostri Iesu Christi. Salus vita et resurrectio nostra, perquem salvati et liberati.